My name is Ágúst Valgarð Ólafsson and this is my Icelandair Live newsletter for July 2024. In the last newsletter I shared that there would be a break in building the partnership network because of upcoming trips. Yet the support network has continued to grow and is now at 82% of the monthly goal. I am full of gratitude and joy to see how well this is going. David, his friend Máni, and I had a great time at Woodmont Hills Church Camp Telos in Nashville. I had teaching sessions, I spent time with the kids on walks and doing sports, prayed with them and had a chance to speak into their lives. A group of 13, youth and some adults from Woodmont Hills then came to Iceland shortly after camp. We had a time of word and worship at Sólheimr Bio Village. We went camping. I did some teaching on evangelism, among other things. We had a lot of fun. July 5th through 7th was the annual summer Bible camp of the Pentecostal Church in Iceland, and that took place in Akureyri this year, North Iceland. It was well attended, and there are good things happening in the church in Akureyri. I did a Bible study that was well received, and we really enjoyed meeting good friends at the camp. Kolbrún and I made the use of the good weather in East Iceland and spent July 11th through 16th with our friends Unnar and Alda in Egilsstaðir. We took our old camper and put it into their driveway. I hiked into Stórurð and Kolbrún and I hiked to Strútsfoss. Hikes like these build and encourage me. And if you go to the text version of this newsletter, you find the link to that in the show notes. You can find some pictures to most of the things that I've just mentioned. Driving from between South and East Iceland in July usually means picking up hitchhikers if you're open to it. On our way east, there was a young couple from Austria who we had the chance to share the gospel with. And then on our way back south, there were two young women from Poland who heard that there is a God. I always have fun talking with these young hitchhikers. A couple of praise reports, just praising God for how well the building the partnership network is going and for how well these trips and drives have gone. And then our kids' work during the summer, all of that is going well. A few prayer requests. The trip to England is coming up September 9th through October 7th. Still working on confirming that end date. Please pray with me that this trip will be an encouragement and upbuilding. I will be speaking over 10 times, including video recordings, speaking at various places to various groups, and just praying that all of that will be an encouragement. Bjarmi, a Christian magazine here in Iceland, is preparing an interview with me about the ministry. You can pray with me that all of that goes well. Little bit about the gospel. There is turmoil in the world today. There was an attempted assassination attempt of Donald Trump. There is inequality increasing. There are wars in Gaza, Yemen, Myanmar, Sudan. People disagree on environmental policy, refugees, energy policies, and many other things. I am utterly convinced that the gospel is the ultimate answer. Only the gospel deals with the evil and corruption in the human heart. The gospel is the answer for all people, in all places, and in all times. I am devoting my efforts to give young people in Iceland the opportunity to hear and respond to the gospel. My prayer is that leaders will emerge from among them, leaders who will carry the gospel in Iceland and beyond. Jesus, nailed on a cross, risen and living today, is the answer. Thank you for standing with me. Thank you for being a part of this journey. I pray that you will have a wonderful summer. Much grace.